Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Demetris Nikolaitis, the Minister of Education for the Province of Verdigris. First of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Of course, it's always a pleasure to be on.
All right, the main thing we'll have to talk about today is the new draft social studies curriculum for K-6 social studies, getting ready to pilot coming up in the fall of 2024. I guess first, why don't you take a look at what kind of sort of this sort of process been like in getting this new curriculum kind of getting all put together here?
Well, not sure exactly where to start. I mean, if you really go back to the beginning, the former PC governments back in 2012 and 2013 began the process of developing a new social studies curriculum. That process was interrupted. The NDP began, restarted that process. That was subsequently interrupted as well. But since I've been appointed minister, I started a process in August. We spent about 8 months talking to our school boards, parents, teachers. We did a survey and 13,000 Albertans responded to that survey, talking with First Nations, Métis, Inuit community leaders and other groups to try and get a good understanding of what everyone's hoping to see in the curriculum. We talked with academics and specialists at our universities and colleges, and have made several revisions and changes along the way. And I think what we have now is ready to be piloted and validated in our classrooms. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
And when it comes to some of the things in the curriculum now, what has kind of been some of the, content that's sort of in there now? What are kind of some of the main highlights there?
So there's there'll be five streams represented in the new curriculum. The first is history. The second is politics. The third is geography. The fourth is civics and citizenship. And the last is economics. So all five streams will have some content and be represented in some ways so that students are learning some element of all of those five streams. There's a strong focus on building Canadian history and building an understanding of global history. And as well, there's a strong focus on helping students become active and engaged citizens. So they'll be spending some time learning about rights and freedoms and ways in which students can be involved in our democratic process.
All right, now you got this sort of ready for the piloting process, if you will. I guess it's kind of like a test driving a car before you buy it in a way. So with this, some of the piloting coming up this fall, what are kind of some things you're hoping to sort of get out of that to help to hopefully kind of maybe just refine it, just refine this curriculum just a little more here?
Yeah, that's right. That's probably the best way to describe what the piloting will entail. Well, one of the major things that we're looking for is to see from our teachers how the curriculum, the draft curriculum, is really working in the classroom. A key part of that is to analyze the content load. You know, so how much do we have in the new grades? Is that doable? Are there areas where we might need to scale back on the amount of content? Are there areas where we have a little bit more room and we can add a little bit more and expand on some subjects and topics? So it's really to give us a good idea of how our teachers are able to deliver the curriculum and, of course, how our students are responding to the content and the outcomes.
Now, for those, school divisions, schools, teachers, et cetera, that are decided to go about and sort of doing this sort of piloting project, what kind of supports are sort of being available from the province in terms of to help sort of with kind of providing feedback for this?
Well, we do have some money set aside through the budget process, specifically for curriculum implementation. There's about $34 million set aside. All of that is not specifically for social studies because we're still implementing other subjects, math, English, science. That curriculum has been redesigned very recently, so a lot of that is still being rolled out as well. But we do have some dollars set aside to support school divisions and teachers who choose to pilot the new social studies. We have other resources that will be coming online very soon, new lesson plans and quizzes and study guides and things of that nature to support teachers that want to test run the curriculum this coming September.
And finally, whenever we have a guest join us here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to add a little personal question, show that these politicians are people too. Of course, we're getting into that time of the year where, a lot of guys, maybe would like to do maybe a little more cooking with perhaps the barbecues outside or those kinds of things. What about with you? What are some of your kind of go-to meals that you like to cook in your house?
Oh, gosh. There's a long list. One of the things that we're looking forward to in the next couple of days, we'll be celebrating Greek Orthodox Easter this coming Sunday. So that's usually a very large celebration. Lots of family and friends get together. So I'm sure that'll involve some lamb and potatoes and a lot of the traditional classic Greek favorites that you hear about. I'm hoping the weather clears up, though. In Calgary, we have snow all over the place right now, so it doesn't make for good barbecue weather, but that's something that's on the cards for us for over the next couple of days.
And hopefully things clear up for you down there. Dimitris Nikolaitis, the Minister of Education for the Province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.